This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, you may join us toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What could go wrong when the superintendent of fair prices is in charge? We'll tell you more about what's happening in Venezuela. The
He's
latest
an expert.
Supposedly. He just raised the price of corn flour by 900%. It went from 19 bolivars per kilogram to 190 bolivars per kilogram. But first, before we get into more of the insanity of socialism, we go to Mike. He's calling from Georgia. And Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Josh, and Johnson.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk about an episode. I listened to a podcast, an episode from a couple of nights ago. Mr. Mark had said that he was surprised, I think, that only 9 out of 10 American Indians were not offended by the Washington Redskin term. I know this is probably way off subject what y'all are talking
about. No, it's fine. You're welcome to bring something completely different up here on Free Talk Live. It's open phones every night. But you're referring to a study that was done. They interviewed, I think it was a few hundred American Indians or descendants of American Indians, and 9 out of 10 of them said they weren't bothered. Not that they weren't offended. They weren't even bothered by the term Washington Redskins.
But that doesn't really matter. What matters is if a liberal arts student is triggered.
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, that's really not surprising to me at all. I'm an American Indian. It doesn't offend me at all. As a matter of fact, I'm Muskogee Creek, and in our language, the word that we use to describe other American Indians is Eskachati, which literally means red people or people that are red. So we've referred to ourselves as red people for a long time, and there are much more important things to be offended about as far as American Indian culture goes and history than whatever you decide to call it.
Yeah. How about the fact like that the government has and continues to oppress the American Indian? That's pretty offensive.
Exactly. They're still operating prisoner of war camps all over this country today. And that's something to be offended
now, when
about.
Now, when you say prisoner of war camps, is that another way of saying
reservations.
The reservations?
You know, they've relegated the people that choose to stay alive. You know, I'm lucky to be a descendant of a very small handful of Creek Indians that managed to stay in Georgia, mostly integrated into Southern Baptist churches and stuff like that, and were allowed to stay here. The rest of them were either killed or driven to Oklahoma, and most of those survivors are still there today. You know, those people have something to be offended about, being driven
no
out of
doubt.
Their homeland and kept there. And what really bothers me about those people today is that even though they're my brothers and sisters by blood, most of them are staunch liberals. They vote Democrat, and it just breaks my heart. But, you know, I guess I'm not there. I haven't lived on a reservation, thank goodness. So
I think you are right on, man, and I think it's a great perspective to point out, yes, why would someone be offended by words that people are using when there's actual oppression going on of American Indians? Mike, thanks for sharing your thoughts with us here tonight. I appreciate it. And our toll-free number for you, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Daryl. He's in Texas. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Josh, and Johnson.
Yeah, the situation in Venezuela seems to be getting worse and worse. And
yes, it does.
Young lady I used to work with who is from Venezuela, and I've always asked her how her family was, and she's always said, oh, they're doing good, they're doing fine, but I think they're doing worse than she says, only because it's just like a couple of times she told me, you know, it's pretty bad there from what she
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be hard for people to talk about it. I mean, it brings up likely thoughts of anger, thoughts of frustration, maybe helplessness, when people think about what's happening to their family in this place. And it's not just Venezuela, but other despotic regimes around the world.
And North Korea.
Exactly. I'm sure it's much easier to just brush it off and not even get into that conversation.
Yeah, one of the things is, you know, when I see stuff where they talk, I always like to remind people, hey, you know, these are some of the ideals that Bernie Sanders would bring to us on the destruction of our economy. Anybody who supports socialism or communism or those extreme forms of statism, it will ruin our economy. It will bring us into a situation like that.
Oh, but Daryl, don't you understand? Bernie Sanders, if he did socialism, he would do it the right way. Bernie Sanders would know the right amounts to charge for the corn flour.
Because he'd have his director of what price? What was the title?
Oh, I'll pull it back up here. The story from the AFP is the superintendent of fair prices.
Yeah, he would have the right superintendent of fair prices.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds like something out of an Ayn Rand novel.
But it's real. Thanks for the call, Daryl.
No,
I appreciate it, man. Toll-free number here, 855-450.
There's a lot of stuff these days that sounds like it's out of an Ayn Rand novel.
855-450-3733. The superintendent of fair prices has driven up the price of corn flour from 19 bolivars per kilogram to 190 bolivars per kilogram. Basically did it overnight. Now, it's worth pointing out that he was being begged to do so by the corn flour manufacturers. They've been asking for a price increase, saying that the previous government set price doesn't even cover the cost of production.
That's where they're really making the last biscuit.
But how do you get that job?
Of superintendent of fair prices?
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
I would imagine you have to do some political favors, whatever that means. You've got to do something for Nicolas Maduro, and then he will dole out a sweet job like that.
The price for you is 900 bolivars. The price for me is free.
Flour is one of the most scarce food basics in Venezuela, and here's one of the reasons why. Because in order to get the flour from the manufacturer to the wholesaler or to the retail, somebody has to make money.
Right.
And if it costs more than, to make a kilogram of flour, of this corn flour, if it costs more than the price that the government's superintendent of fair prices is allowing, then you don't make any corn flour.
Right.
Because you're losing money on it. That is not a sustainable activity. Even if the government takes it over, which is, by the way, one of the things Maduro has been promising, is he says that if these industrialists abandon their factories, that he will take them over and, of course, give them to the people.
Hmm.
Which, that always works out real well when governments nationalize industries. The superintendent also said the price of chicken would be rising up 13 times from 65 bolivars per kilo to 850 bolivars. The price of chicken had also been frozen since February of 2015. Venezuela is enduring the world's highest inflation rate, 180% in 2015 and a projected 700% in 2016. Officials said in early May the price of controlled products would be updated to better reflect the cost incurred by producers. A quote, law of just prices, unquote, sets a maximum profit margin of 30% for all goods and services. But in the case of food and medicine, a senior official said profits are compressed to between 14% and 20%. So these people think they know everything about what the economy is supposed to do. And when you have centralized command and control, when you have some bureaucrat trying to figure out what prices are supposed to be, you're going to have failure. And the reason why you're going to have failure is because they're disconnected from the marketplace. They don't know what things are valued at because they've never sold the product in their life. These guys are government bureaucrats. They sit around and push pencils around and act important because they're controlling things. And they believe they're helping people. But all they're doing is helping them starve. Because if people can't make the food at a price that actually brings money home to the producers of the food, no food gets made. You're going to have to count on the black market if you want to survive in Venezuela.
Right.
Because that's the only way you're going to get food at this point. Look, it's been a problem.
Well, unless you happen upon a stray dog.
Exactly. And those, I imagine, will become less and less common over time. It's already getting more difficult to make a phone call in Venezuela. You can't buy beer, apparently, unless it's through the black market. There was a beer manufacturer shut down recently. And now Coca-Cola is calling it quits. Why?
Isn't this a vacation hotspot?
Not anymore, unless you want to die. 855 450 free. Go there. You know, go somewhere before you plan your own death, because Venezuela is the place to encounter it. 855 450 free. The streets are filled with trash in some places as well. It is just awful. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple 2 steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Modern states commonly deploy coercion in a wide array of circumstances in which the resort to force would clearly be wrong for any private agent. What entitles the state to behave in this manner, and why should citizens obey its commands? In The Problem with Political Authority, Michael Humer examines theories of political authority, from the social contract theory to theories of democratic authorization to fairness and consequence-based theories. Ultimately, no theory of authority succeeds, and thus no government has the kind of authority often ascribed to them. Humer goes on to discuss how voluntary and competitive institutions could provide the central goods for the sake of which the state is often deemed necessary, including law, protection from private criminals, and national security. An orderly and livable society thus does not require acquiescence in the illusion of political authority. Find The Problem with Political Authority by Michael Humer on Amazon and at all major bookstores. As we continue here with more Venezuelan socialist madness, the other news from Venezuela is about the local bottler of Coca-Cola who's calling it quits, at the very least on bottling anything that has sugar in it. And, of course, in southern countries, southern of the south of the United States, like Mexico and other South American countries, Coca-Cola bottlers use real sugar, which is kind of a thing. Like, it's a unique right. idea for people in the United States to get their hands on a bottle of Coke with sugar
in it. What are they going
to
be bottling now? Like Aquafina or whatever, or Dasani?
They're still gonna
I think Dasani is the Coke one.
That is a Coke brand. You're correct about that. But in the United States, it's corn syrup that is the popular, high fructose right. corn syrup that is the popular ingredient.
Well, I bet that would have gone up 900%.
Well, so what we were talking about in the last story you're referencing there is the Venezuelan superintendent of fair prices who's going through prices after about a year and updating to what he arbitrarily believes that they should be. Well, right now, the price of Coca-Cola is going to go up if there's any left in the country because the supply is about to dwindle to zero. The story coming from Reuters, where a Coca-Cola spokesperson is claiming they're halting the production of sugar-sweetened beverages due to a lack of sugar. Now, that's, of course, not because sugar doesn't exist in the world. There's plenty of sugar. So you have to ask yourself, why right. isn't there sugar in Venezuela? What is it about Venezuela that makes it so they don't have sugar, but every other country in the world, except maybe North Korea, has sugar? So why is that? You want to take a crack at it?
Socialism?
Well, that's the short answer to the question.
Well, I would say transportation and trucking. I mean, you have to move stuff around, and people need to be paid to move things.
Don't they make sugar there, or is that not correct?
Well, you'd be surprised how little they actually make in Venezuela. They do, even though they're right there near the equator. They don't have a whole lot of domestic industry besides the oil business.
So very desert, or?
No, not to my understanding. I mean, I've never been there, but I would imagine it's fairly tropical.
I'm going to have a very Free Talk Live moment for a minute here. I've always wanted to try unsweetened soda, like cola without any sugar.
Is there such a thing?
And you could add... Coke Zero. There's such a thing. No.
No, that's not unsweetened.
That's not unsweetened. That has all sorts of artificial sweeteners. I want a bitter, gross, probably, it's like coffee.
You want a real cola taste.
I want to know what cola tastes like without any sugar in it. Like, what does it probably taste... Completely heinous and
so
awful.
So have you looked up is there a brand?
I've tried to find it, yeah, because I've always thought, like, it would be nice to be able to get completely unsweetened cola, no artificial sweeteners, no sweeteners whatsoever, and then gradually just add sugar until, like, it's the least possible sweet that you could have just to taste it. You know, I kind of am just interested. I want that experience.
Do you like unsweet tea?
I do. Yeah, I do like unsweet tea, or sometimes I'll just add a little bit of sweetener until it's, like, just barely sweet.
Now, what about ice?
I do like ice, yeah, a lot of ice and iced tea. Like, I can drink.
So you have an unsweet iced tea?
Yes.
So you're definitely, for sure, not a sweet person at all, then?
No, it's weird. I shouldn't say that I'm not a sweet person. I drink tons of sweet things and I like. I've got a terrible sweet tooth, but it's just because I'm a foodie. I like all different flavors, and I need my palate to be satisfied with unsweet things and sweet things. And
so you said you looked for this.
I have.
And?
I was not able to find anything, but it looks like you're reacting like I mean,
I just Googled unsweetened cola, and the first result, wait, was it the first result?
It's been a while since I've looked.
A fairly high up result. Yeah, first result, Amazon.com, homebrew cola concentrated extract.
But that's probably concentrated cola extract probably has sweetener.
No. Well, at least it says here you need to add sugar. It says,
interesting.
If you have the equipment to brew beer, then you have everything you need to make homemade soft drinks. Homemade soda.
Then I'd have to buy myself one of those soda maker things.
Or a beer brewing kit. These extracts include enough
beer
to make...
Beer brewed soda scene sounds really gross.
So you can pay here, Johnson. It's $20.64, as well as you get free shipping if you order more than $50.
So I'd have to get those in like one of those soda streams or something like that. And
do you need
make...
the CO2 or you're good on that?
Yeah, you would have to get CO2. Something you inject CO2 right, in the water as well.
Homemade soda is very easy to make, they say. The extracts include enough to make 4 gallons. Champagne yeast... PET bottles and sugar is also needed to make soda from these extracts.
What?
So,
what? This sounds crazy. I just want, like, I don't know, like the unsweetened syrup that they use to, like, make the things at the... I mean, you're talking about yeast? That doesn't sound like the same process as regular soda, but I mean...
Brother, I don't know. I don't know how you make soda.
Sounds natural, actually.
Yeah.
It says, you know...
That doesn't necessarily always equate to the same flavors as, you know...
Reviews, there are only 6 reviews. There's 1 5-star, 1 4-star, 1 3-star. 3-star review says, less is more with this stuff. At first I was going to throw this stuff out because it was awful.
I dumped
my first glass full in the sink because I couldn't drink it. But I didn't want to throw away something I paid this much money on. So I tried diluting it with more club soda, and it worked. So obviously,
so he made his with club soda. That's interesting. Yeah. And it worked.
He says 1 tablespoon of the syrup is too much for a 2-liter bottle of soda.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the price on that?
He says next time he'll add some cherry stevia, and that will make it taste better.
Oh, interesting.
So
it seems like
$20.64. Old-fashioned homebrew
cola
extract.
And how big is the bottle?
2 fluid ounces.
2 fluid ounces?
So, yeah, you're paying $11 an ounce with this thing.
Wow.
But it makes 4 gallons.
Right.
And if you're into that kind of thing, there you go. I hope I helped you, Johnson. Maybe you can make yourself some unsweetened
four
cola.
4 gallons is not a lot but for $20. But.
You should make some unsweetened cola and then play mean tricks on children. Like set up a little cola stand or something like that.
Some Coke?
Yeah.
But I mean, it would be interesting. You could make it with stevia or you could make it with just honey or something. It would be interesting to taste.
Save your old labels.
I could add cream to it, like coffee, just to see what that tastes like.
Well, right now, this is about the only option you're going to have if you're in Venezuela, is to make your own cola, because Coca-Cola is shutting it down. Now, they are going to continue to manufacture Coca-Cola Light, as well as their diet drinks, considering those don't actually use sugar.
Right.
So, at this point, you can still buy soda, you just can't buy... the good stuff.
Right.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got more Venezuela madness, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Plus, Nintendo cracking down on its own fans yet again. You can join us here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us. Toll free here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, so Skype on in. Skype username is lrn.fm. And don't forget to join us on the web. We've got all kinds of cool stuff on our website. You can go and get interactive in a variety of different ways. And you don't have to pay for the site, although there are ways to reward the show if you would like to do that. One of those ways is our Bitcoin tip jar. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and throw whatever you want in the Bitcoin tip jar. You can even use alternatives to Bitcoin, the altcoins, through our shapeshift.io app there, which is built right into the page over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And the root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. If people were able to recognize this one belief for what it is, an utterly irrational, self-contradictory, and horribly destructive myth, most of the violence, oppression, and injustice of the world would cease. But that will happen only when people dare to honestly and objectively re-examine their belief systems. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. If you imagine yourself to be a compassionate, peace-loving, civilized human being, you must read this book. So check out The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and over at LarkinRose.com. Coming up, if we get the chance, Johnson, you had a story about why should anyone need a license for anything?
Yep.
If we get the chance, we'll share that with you. The price of corn flour dramatically jumping 900% in Venezuela. Coca-Cola's manufacturer in Venezuela halting production of any soda with sugar in it. And in other news, Nintendo is cracking down on its own fans. Again, mind you.
Yeah.
Now, I have not been following these things closely. I love video games. I've always, you know, I grew up on them. I'm a child of the 80s and the 90s, so I went through these the early video game era. And people loved Nintendo. People fell in love with Nintendo. They had, you know, colorful characters and fun games in a lot of cases. They had some awful games too, but every game system did. And a lot of these characters are very memorable and beloved by their fans, whether it's Mario or Zelda or Link, I guess, is the main character there. They love them. And, of course, now in the sort of creative place of the Internet that we have where people can just make things, whether it's a YouTube video or some sort of fan tribute or graphics or, you know, hand-drawn art or fan fiction or whatever. Right. You know, people who are fans of these games can express themselves in a way they could never really do back in the 1980s when the games were out. You know, in the 1980s, you could write a letter to Nintendo Power.
Right.
And you tell them how much you love the game. You can tell your friends, but you really couldn't connect with any kind of community of gamers. And I've watched some of the game reviewers and game commentators on YouTube, and that's how I've come across some of this news about Nintendo. And they're not the only company who will do things like this, but they're one of the biggest and most noteworthy companies. They're going after their own fans. Here's the latest. GameSpot.com reporting Nintendo is known to issue takedown notices of YouTube videos that feature its games. It created a partners program last year that allows certain users to post videos of its games for a slice of the ad revenue. However, it doesn't encompass all of Nintendo's games, and it certainly doesn't cover other developers' games. Regardless, that hasn't stopped the company from issuing copyright claims on Minecraft videos that focus on the free Super Mario mashup pack. 4J Studios, the developer behind the Super Mario crossover, responded on Twitter to the copyright claim reports and have said that it's following up with Nintendo. The developer states it was assured that this wouldn't happen. In an earlier tweet, 4J said that Nintendo was going to investigate and resolve. They've reached out to Nintendo about the copyright claims and will update as they receive more information. When a user gets a copyright claim on a video, one of a few things can happen.
I wonder if this isn't a copyright claim that's being automatically generated based on some sort of audio sound file. Because that's how a lot of YouTube's automated copyright system works, is it finds patterns
things.
And sounds and flags them for copyright, which then just takes them down based on a specific set of instructions. So this could just be an automated process that Nintendo isn't intending to...
So, like, wherever the little Mario power-up sound happens,
yeah, exactly.
It'll
like, oh, this video's flagged for using our sound effect.
Now, with that, a lot of Nintendo and Mario-type games, they have a lot of cheat codes. Like, a lot of cheat codes. Does this have anything to do with that? Because if it's got something to do with, you know, them giving certain people the rights to give away their cheat codes, that might be something a little different.
This doesn't even have to do with the Nintendo game.
Yeah.
This is Minecraft. No,
right.
Minecraft. Are you familiar with Minecraft?
Yeah, that's the little block game where you can,
I've never actually played it.
So
you can build stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point.
In the block game, they're just basically sculpting Mario. You know, like, they're making, basically, it's like making a sculpture of... I mean, it's like the highest form of flattery of that particular art form is the dedication to it. You know?
So let me give you more about the mashup pack. It's a Super Mario mashup pack for this game, which apparently Nintendo announced. So they authorized the mashup pack. So they're going after people who make videos from Minecraft using this mashup pack.
Yeah, authorized content.
The pack is a Mario-themed pre-made world, Mario music and skins. And
it's the music.
And it'll come
to... It's the music. That's what's causing this.
and it'll come to Minecraft Wii U for free.
Yeah.
So existing Minecraft players on the Wii, a Nintendo platform, a Nintendo console, are getting this bonus for free. And
I guarantee you there's going to be an article out in the next couple of days that's like, oh, this is an accidental content ID, bug, because we had our, you know, video game music in the system, and this is just flagging it for Minecraft. Sorry.
Well, when a user gets a copyright claim on a video, according to GameSpot, a few things can happen. Sometimes the user can acknowledge it and let the revenue generated by the ads go to the owner of the content. Other times, the video's audio can be removed until something is done to fix the issue. However, videos can also be taken down entirely without notice. If the user believes it's fair use and are wrongly claimed, they can dispute and have that overturned. But I'm sure a lot of people are intimidated by the idea of going up against Nintendo's lawyers, because when you dispute, I've done this before, I disputed the Lenko Bearcat takedown on their video, and I think I was upheld on that. But anyway, I've gone through that process, and when you go through this, I'm disputing this dispute, it says, well, by disputing this dispute, you acknowledge that you are ready to accept the legal consequences of whatever might happen if this company decides to sue you for going after their dispute of your of your video. And so it's if you aren't ready to go to court, you're not supposed to dispute the dispute.
Right.
And so I imagine that scares probably 99.9% of the people away from challenging something like this. Popular YouTuber PewDiePie has criticized Nintendo's YouTube ad revenue policy in the past. He said that there would be no YouTubers without developers' games, but without YouTubers, they'd be missing out on free exposure and publicity. He asked, what better way to sell or market a game than from watching someone else that you like playing it and enjoying themselves?
That's, as he describes his own channel.
That's what he does. In fact, he further said, this is why a tiny one-man indie game like Minecraft could grow into a $2.5 billion deal. That's $2.5 billion made possible largely because of the exposure it got on YouTube. And PewDiePie, isn't he the number one YouTube channel?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And all he does is play video games.
Wow. Yeah.
Can you imagine? That's
okay, bros.
Yeah, is that how he sounds? Games.
Yeah, he's like, you know, he's got kind of like an accent from, like, I don't know, the Netherlands or something like that. And he's like, we're going to play some games today.
And it's his reactions that are really what drive the views, right? It's not the fact that he's playing games.
He's doing a kids' show. He figured out that, hey, I can do a show for kids and just...
and make a load of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's apparently doing very well. But, so, Johnson, you're saying you think it's going to be overturned. You think Nintendo's going to investigate this and do the right thing?
I don't think it has anything to do with it. I mean, I just think it's an automated process. I mean, yeah.
But that would require Nintendo to renege on their...
Yeah, exactly.
They're not going to do that.
They might.
So I'll give you another example of something Nintendo has done against their own fans here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. And if you've got comments on Nintendo and video takedowns, you're certainly welcome to join us, because these things have affected a lot of content creators on YouTube. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year Congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here, toll-free, in the remaining moments of this episode of the show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And also we have the toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
So I decided to point our webcam. There's actually a key lanyard in here that has Mario characters on it.
Is that an authorized?
Our video might not be banned from YouTube now.
Yeah, that's.
I pointed it at the key lanyard that has an invincible star and a little mushroom and I don't know what else on there. But
so what you're referring to is the story we're telling you from GameSpot.com about Nintendo going after YouTubers who are just making Minecraft videos. There's a Mario mashup pack, which is a package of sounds and a special Mario level that people can play Minecraft in. And, there's Minecraft is an incredibly popular game. Personally, I don't understand the appeal of it myself. I guess people like to build things in virtual worlds.
Fantastic. I love Minecraft.
Yeah? What do you like about it?
It's very creative.
Uh-huh.
So you're designing things and you're able to build things, but it's also...
What makes it better than any other build something in a virtual space game that exists out there, Second Life?
Second Life is awful. I don't know. There are some people that love Second Life. our fans will love this. My Second Life character's name is Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually able to get that name back when it was in there. So, there was a very specific naming system, and I managed to get that name. I'm trying to describe what makes it different. So, it works very much like a reality in a way. There's kind of these physics systems in there where you know, fire does a certain thing and you can farm a certain way. I mean, it's like a almost like a better version of a Farmville, kind of.
Now, aren't there bad guys in Minecraft?
Yeah, there are bad guys, so there's a little bit of a fighting aspect, but mostly it's just about crafting and design. And the thing that I think makes it really interesting is that there's this thing called redstone, and redstone in Minecraft works like electronics. I swear, these kids, if they're building electronics, they're learning things like, you know, comparators and circuits and, well, I mean, they're essentially getting an advanced electronics degree by playing this game. If they were to go and take an electronics course, all the knowledge that they've learned in Minecraft, they would absolutely be able to apply that to an electronics or like an engineering degree in electronics.
Now, how many players are there on a Minecraft game?
I don't know what the max is, actually.
Is it like a massively multiplayer game?
It could be, but no,
everywhere?
Most people are on individual little servers, what I've seen.
So
I don't know how many can be on it.
Is that not the same game where you can just go on your computer and it's free? And
it's not free.
So that's not what am I thinking of, where you just...
There is a demo version that's free, but Minecraft itself is like $20 or... $30 or something like that.
So there was one more example I wanted to give you, Johnson, of at least that I've heard of how Nintendo treats some of their fans. Zelda apparently recently had its 30th anniversary. It's,
right.
You know, it probably came out in 1985 or 1986.
Right.
And so a couple of fanatics, people who love Zelda, came up with a 30th anniversary edition of Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for the computer. I don't know if they programmed it with Flash or whatever
right.
they did it with. But what they did, it was amazing. I saw this thing because I was able to pull it up on like archive.org
right.
because Nintendo took it down. But what they did was they created Zelda in a sort of very classic sense. It had the sort of same look to it, but it was sort of like 3D-ized,
right.
where they took the old 2D graphics of Zelda, this old top-down-looking game where you've got the little guy that runs around and slashes things, and they made it look 3D, and I don't know how you describe that effect,
right.
but they did something to it to make it look 3D. And also, the map scrolls automatically. There's not the shifting map where if you've played the original Zelda
right,
and you
right.
go from one screen to the next, the action pauses while it shifts from
right.
one screen to the next. In this game, it's just all fluid.
Right.
The map just sort of follows you, and it's still
right.
the same original Zelda map. I mean, it was amazing to look
right.
at this thing. It was a real, you know, masterpiece of design. And Nintendo sent them a cease and desist
right.
order, and these guys weren't trying to make money off of it.
Right.
It was just a Flash app that was embedded in their website.
And it's a
we
very
love Zelda.
Stupid decision. It's a very stupid marketing decision on the part of Nintendo, which could have, you know, utilized this to say, look at this new, because they're still releasing Zelda games, like
sure.
they, you know, new versions, and they could say, look at this new thing for your Game Boy Color, Advance, whatever. Or, you know, look at this game that we're releasing for PC or our new Nintendo or who
well,
knows.
As though this is going to somehow take away interest
right.
from any of those
right.
things. Something like the Zelda...
No, what I'm saying is they could use this and, like, talk to these people and market off of their site, you know, like...
Sure, I'm sure these people are such fanatics they would allow Nintendo
right.
to put some sort of advertisement on their page
right.
or whatever. If Nintendo came to them and said, hey, you know, we really like your Zelda thing, but we'd really like it if there was a banner below
right.
it that promoted our new game,
right.
I'm sure these guys would be like, sure, no problem, we'll put that in there. But
right.
instead, they said, well, you got to take this down.
Right.
Or we're going to sue you.
Right.
And that's just not how you should treat your fans.
Right.
It's just not a good thing to do. Let's go to Raul. He's in California on the Amp Lines. Hello, Raul.
Hi, good afternoon, guys.
Hey.
So I heard you guys talking about this whole Nintendo fiasco.
Yeah.
But this goes way back to when Nintendo originally released the original NES. They actually had a lockout chip. That only, that was basically what happened was it, the only games that the Nintendo Entertainment System console would be able to play were those that were certified by Nintendo themselves. So a lot of third party developers had to do was go through Nintendo and basically develop a game according to their standards so they wouldn't get locked out of the console.
Well, wait a minute, but how did the religious games get through that? How did they break that lockout chip? Because there are, within the Nintendo unofficial library, so there's the official library you're talking about, and then there are these other games which were not licensed by Nintendo, some of them because they were explicit, but most of them because they were religious games. How did they get around that lockout chip thing?
You know what? I don't know the exact answer. Because coincidentally, I read all this information through a book about about Nintendo, about the company of Nintendo, but I don't know exactly how they got to get around the lockout chip. But I know for like a lot of like first party developers, like EA and like a lot of the big companies, well now, back then when they were starting, a lot of them, you know, to go through Nintendo's hoops, they actually had to play their game. And Nintendo defended it by saying that, you know, they were preventing piracy and, you know, they wanted to make sure that games that were played on their system were, you know, of a high quality.
But, so here's the answer to my question. I found it in, of course, Wikipedia's article about the CIC, which is the Nintendo lockout chip. It said most unlicensed companies created circuits that used a voltage spike to knock the authentication unit offline. So they literally shocked it off.
Right.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
That's insane.
There you go, Raul. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it, yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. You got to hand it to the techno wizards out there. They've always got something that circumvents technology and copy protection and things like that. So, they went after these guys who made a Zelda tribute game, basically. And when I found out about this, I was watching a YouTube channel called Pat the NES Punk.
And what a good brand would do would be to post that remake on their own website.
On their own website?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's what a good brand would have done.
A good brand that appreciates its fans and wants to help elevate them to, you know, show that they appreciate
them. And it's going to increase their own marketing because then they just took control. Where's the primary source to find the game? Nintendo.com.
Right, because now you can't find the damn thing anywhere. It's super hard to find it because they basically banned it from the internet.
Even if they still had, like, the developers had it up on their own website, you know, at, you know, fredsgames.com. When people think, oh, it's the Zelda thing, and they know it's been posted on Nintendo.com, where do you think they're going to go to find it? They're not going to go to fredsgames.com, most likely, to find it. They're going to go to Nintendo.com.
So if you look hard enough out there, you can probably find a downloadable version of this game.
Right. Now people are going to look and not be going to Nintendo, you know?
Nintendo is
going to get it anyway if they want it.
The more this kind of news gets out about Nintendo, the more it's going to whittle away at their market share, because as people hear this news, they're going to say, well, you know, most of these game systems have the same games on them. Yeah, Nintendo has exclusive games like Mario or whatever, but come on, if you really don't like what they're doing, you could live without Mario.
Right, and the Nintendo game systems, too, right now are really far behind the other systems in terms of technology. I mean, you know,
isn't that a way to keep them cheaper?
Yeah, but they're not really that much cheaper. They're not really that much cheaper, and they're also not, you know, the graphics, all that stuff, it's just not as good.
All right, so you can join us here tomorrow night. You can join us in the meantime online over at freetalklive.com. And, of course, don't forget to get interactive there. You can actually create the content right there on the website. And if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then go to amp.freetalklive.com and amp the show. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.